Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticking teeth with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on March 22, Ocean's 12. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did a movie interruption last night at Cine Family in L.A. of the classic M. Night Shyamalama Signs. We watched Signs with the Duplass brothers and Ed Helms, who are all participants in a film currently in theaters called Jeff Who Lives at Home, which has references to the movie Signs, so that's why they chose that. We did a double feature. We also watched Jeff Who Lives at Home, but I didn't say anything during it other than laughing in my seat. And that was a lot of fun. And then next Monday at Cine Family, MI4GP. That's right. A lot of people were silent, like they don't know what that is. I sat in on two Master Pancake shows at the Ritz Alamo Drafthouse in Austin, Texas, which is essentially like the movie interruption that I do, but it's those guys in Texas, and they do it. And that was a lot of fun. It was part of nine glorious days that I spent, or maybe 10, in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. I participated in events in the film, interactive comedy, and music portions of the conference. They call it a conference for some reason. I saw 23 films while I was there, and will be sharing my feelings about them for months and possibly years to come. I finally got to see past guest Gareth Evans, The Raid, Redemption, which was kick-ass-tastic. I think it opens soon here, and I can't imagine anyone who likes movies where there's fighting of both the gun and hand variety it'll make you so happy. It's really amazing. And then let's see, I also recorded a Doug Loves Movies and two Benson Interruption shows at South By, which should be available now or soon in the comedy album section of iTunes. And the Doug Loves Movies had audio issues, so it sounded like the audience was dead, but sounded like they were not alive. But the crowd at the historic Esther's Follies, the crowd was great, and we had a great time. The sound guy at Esther's Follies, not so great. And so the audience wasn't really mic'd properly, so people have been writing to me on Twitter, "What happened? Where was the audience?" It was like, they had fun. Don't worry about it. And from the corrections department on last week's ep, Moon River is not a movie, and... the song that was in a movie. And yeah, I accepted Star Wars Episode 4, New Hope, but then accepted Empire Strikes Back, which should have been Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Nitpicking is fun! Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is 21 Jump Street, which features past guest and hopefully future guest Rob Riggle picking up something disgusting with his mouth. The number two movie is Dr. Seuss's The Lorax, which does not figure past a future guest Rob Riggle picking up something disgusting with his mouth. So watch 21 Jump Street, not The Lorax. This has been Watch This, Not That. Sunday, March 25th, I'll be at the American Comedy Company in San Diego at 4:20. Thursday, March 29th, I'll be at the Acme Comedy Company. I only play companies. If your place isn't a company, I don't want to participate. In Minneapolis/St. Paul, Sunday, April 1st, I'll be at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin, also at 4:20, all with Graham Millwood. If you bring a name tag, you have a chance to play a Leonard Maltin game against him at the end of the show. And as J-Hud would say, let's get it started. The prize bag tonight, holy crap, it's got some good stuff in it. We've got, remember on Star Trek Next Generation? No? Okay, moving on. When Jean-Luc Picard turned into a Borg, and he was called Locutus? Locutus? Something like that? Anyway, somebody brought a doll of that. An action figure. That's a special kind of nerd that can give up such an amazing thing. Someone else brought a... I don't think he's in this movie, but for some reason he has the first version of the screenplay of Bridesmaids when it was called Untitled Bridesmaids Project. And then it came down to the wire. What do we call it? Bridesmaids or Untitled Project? He also brought a shirt that is unaffiliated with him in any way, but it's nice. It says The Hundreds on it. I don't know what that means. Maybe that's a band. I brought, of course, a Weezer t-shirt because I still got Weezer swag left over. I still got swag from the lead-up, so this is an A-Star in-ear headset. Looks pretty fancy. Yeah, seems nice. Someone else brought 7 episodes from G4 of Ninja Warrior. Just 7 random episodes. Doug Benson, professional humoridian, an Olivia Newton-John CD. I'd have her on the show. Gears of War 3, Xbox 360 game, and another t-shirt that says, oh, look at that, it's the green Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Available at astrecords.com. And, you might recognize this gentleman's CD. He might be here. He's pregnant and smoking on the back. I didn't know that. I've only seen it on iTunes, so I didn't know that was on the back cover. All right, so all that stuff is from these great guys, all current or former podcasters and friends of mine. Please welcome Matt Myra, Kumail Nanjiani, Rob Hubel, and Pete Holmes.
Hey. Wow. That lady was
wow,
like,
"Wow, that guy is
that.
Way oh. too excited."
She's like, "I don't know who that guy is. I'm not doing it."
I already threw out a drunk girl from backstage tonight.
There Nicely
this
done.
This girl backstage in my face, and I was just like, oh, that, you can't come to the show. You drunk it out. In my face, and this is just pre-show.
You threw an employee of the theater out? What? Who's backstage? Well, how did they
first
get
of
backstage?
All, they use the term employee loosely around here. It's, it's volunteers who pay to participate. Oh, no.
Too real, too soon.
No.
Too ongoing.
Great staff here. That's Pete Holmes talking, and he has he has his CD in the bag called Impregnated with Wonder.
That's right.
Yeah.
Blow a wonder, baby, right up you. I don't know why we're all not laughing at Blow a Wonder Baby right up you.
Because it doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? You couldn't settle for some laughing at that?
It was okay, but I don't understand a group of people that see a stranger say Blow a Wonder Baby right up you, and you're like, I'll get the next one. What is wrong with your life?
This bus isn't for me.
Yeah, exactly. Nope.
There's some creeps on this bus.
Blow a Wonder Baby up you.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Seriously. What's wrong with everyone?
Laugh at
what
him.
Are you, in the audience in Austin? Rob Hubel bringing the positive energy.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. I'm here to hold us accountable.
what a delightful grab bag.
Yeah, it's full of good stuff. And it's a bag from, it's the official bag they give you for attending the film portion of South by Southwest. You weren't there this year.
I didn't go there. I don't, you know.
You're too busy making movies in Hawaii, right?
No. Well, that was with my best friend, George Clooney.
I was going to ask you, you're still bragging about that? How much tail are you getting off of that?
Do you fucking think I will ever stop bragging about it? I will never even see him again. He will never remember my name. I'm going to say that we're best friends forever.
It's just like Eric LaSalle. ER, everybody.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah, go way back.
Oh, have you seen John Carter?
No, I want
speaking
to.
Speaking of ER. Wow. So, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Wait, why speaking of ER John Carter?
I don't. You know what? You're not from this country, so...
I guess.
So there's no reason for you to know ER, the most successful television program.
No, I know ER, but who's
John Carter?
Oh, okay, I'm not from this country.
Wait, there was...
So I don't know. I think that movie has the worst fucking name possible. John Carter for a movie about aliens on Mars.
I've been going off about it for weeks, and now it's one of the biggest flops in years.
It is. They did it, everyone.
Hopefully they will have learned their fucking lesson. Listen to Doug Loves Movies. And then name your movie.
Yeah.
What were you going to call it?
I was going to call it John Carter Ghost Protocol.
I love it. I love it.
Wait, are you also saying that you name movies before they come out? You suggest...
I'm just saying, when I see the trailer, and it's a guy fighting monsters on another planet, and then at the end it goes, John Carter. I am very vocal about how they've made a poor decision.
It's a terrible thing. Can I say, also, it's been
I want to say, it's like if Transformers was called Sam Witwicky.
Called what?
That's the guy's
Sam
name.
Sam Witwicky is his fucking name in this goddamn movie.
I thought you made up a word and went sandwichy.
Let me ask you.
Or transforming hoagies and heroes.
On Friday, are you going to go see Katniss Everdeen?
I want to.
I fucking hate the names in Hunger Games. Every character has an annoying name.
Katniss?
Katniss Everdeen.
Come on.
Seriously. I don't think she dies, though, because there's more than one book.
How old is that super hot young girl?
I think she's about 23, 24 now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. And she loves the Descendants.
She does?
I thought you were talking about
She was
super
asking me
young...
about Matthew Lillard.
What? The super young hot girl in The Descendants.
No, in Hunger Games.
But there is... How old is that girl?
The little girl?
No. Yes, Rob.
Yeah, the one in her underwear.
Yeah.
Wait. The Wonder Baby? Blow it up your Wonder Baby. I don't even remember it.
Yes, you do. No, own it and celebrate it. Wait, how old is
Shailene
Woodley?
She's over 18. I looked into
her. She's
I know she's over 18.
I wish I was joking.
Because I said to Kumail, I said, is it okay that I had feelings for that girl? And he said, I Googled it.
Yeah. I did.
You totally did.
She's a really great actor.
Yeah. She really is.
She is a good actor.
She screams underwater better than anybody.
That was a great underwater scream scene.
Yeah.
That was my idea.
Did you have it out?
That was my idea.
George, you didn't even have a scene with her, right?
Not that you know of.
George Clooney's hair length changed a lot in that movie. Did you know
his hair length?
Yeah.
Why are you picking this?
Alexander Payne listens to this, and you just fucked up, bro. Yeah.
Alex Payne is a huge fan of this podcast.
I don't. I wasn't in charge of his hair length.
I don't know why we're not laughing more at that. That was hilarious.
Not for everybody.
It's not just my jokes that I want to succeed. That was. I'm not in charge of his hair length.
I love that you demand maximum laughter.
Yes. I'm like the OxyClean guy. I'm like, look at these goddamn stains coming out. Fucking wake up and buy this.
this shit already.
Have you seen the guy that fucking just paints tile and says he's cleaning it?
What guy?
The fucking grout guy. He's like, it cleans it, but it's clearly paint. Fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah, they just paint over it? Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking of is the CLR ads. That's
those are pretty good.
Calcium, lime, and rust. That shit will fuck calcium, lime, and rust right in the ass. Over and over and over.
It'll blow a Wonder Baby up its...
Thank you.
I was curious what any of this had to do with movies.
John
I'm
Carter.
I'm double checking. I'm pretty sure. My name's Doug. I love movies.
John Carter. John Connor.
Yeah.
John Coffey.
This is a fun game. Can it stop?
You know what was great? Was I was about to bring that point home. And in a 2-second sidebar, that's when you chose to silence me.
It was perfect timing.
It was very good. It was the Saints game off
or whatever you yell.
They're all Jesus names is what I'm saying. Jesus Christ, that's what I'm saying. JC, it's the oldest trick in the book. The Bible. It's the oldest trick in the New Testament. See, that went
You're
to
right.
a
it does trick
land.
Everybody into not going. Like, they That's figured true. Out that John Carter meant JC, so they were like, oh, I pass on that.
Jim Caviezel, another one.
He played John Carter, right?
For the people that got that.
You have a passion for the Christ.
I do have a passion.
Has anyone seen John Carter in this room? Really?
It looks pretty good.
Really?
It's good.
Is it?
Is it
like watching someone else play a video game, yes or no?
He said good. That sounds terrible.
A lot of people like those like endless meandering
action scenes. It's like watching somebody play a video game with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Did anyone see Act of Valor?
No one?
There's no Americans
what?
Here.
This crowd hates
real,
America. You hate America.
Yeah. Assholes. I wasn't born here. What's your excuse?
That movie's got real Navy SEALs, you assholes.
Yeah, come on.
I haven't even heard of it.
I just saw a movie with real active...
What do you mean you haven't heard of it?
It's like a bunch of Navy SEALs fucking sweaty and doing cool stuff.
Wait. Did you see it?
No. But that's because I'm not like 16 and thinking about joining the Navy.
Anymore.
I'm going to watch it and assess the hair length of all of those SEALs.
I did see a movie with real life actual porn stars recently.
What was it?
A porn movie?
They were in the audience?
Anymore.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Yeah, what is that?
What?
We all really want to know about the movie.
What do you bring up something you don't know anything... I saw a movie that I don't remember anything about.
Porn stars. Real life actual porn stars.
The movie fucking...
Yeah, okay, there's these movies you can get. If you go online, it's full of it. There's attractive women with low self-esteem and guys being mean to them.
Attractive women? Because I'm watching different porn.
Yeah, get it together.
And guys being mean to them. That is the sweetest definition of porn ever. It's like a 5-year-old walking in on porn. It's like, pretty ladies and a mean man with his skin sword.
Skin
shoving
sword.
It in.
He is less than gentle.
And then he frosted her face.
Stop it, Pete.
That's where you came from, boy.
Stop it. Quit ad-libbing the next E-Trade baby spot.
Oh man in heaven.
Do they ever give you shit? Do they ever give you shit about anything that you say or do?
That's a great question. Let's find out the day after this comes out.
He's waiting for that shoe to drop. It hasn't happened so far. We had some discussions about it because it is tricky to be, you know, out there doing shows. Like Tracy Morgan got in trouble doing just a show in front of a live audience. And what's his name? The guy that got kicked off the Oscars, Brett Ratner. He was just like at a Q&A after a movie.
But you know what?
You can't say that at the Arclight.
Yeah.
But don't say it.
Kick you out.
What did he say?
He said rehearsal is for faggots. Yeah. He should have gotten kicked out. That's a lot to say. First of all, in fairness,
they're very prepared.
Yeah.
After he said it, did he look to the ground and go, I don't know why you're all not laughing at rehearsal. It's for faggots. That shit's hilarious. Apparently there's some... That's what I'm saying.
It's just in the room, if it was quiet or people booed, that's all it deserved, you know?
Yeah, I see.
I mean, I'm still happy he didn't, you know, because the Oscars, after they kicked him out, it was one of the best ones ever.
It's a podcast. It Doug
bullshit.
Made a sour face.
did you see 1,000 Words?
I could only stay for about 490, and then I
Did anyone in here see it?
I did not see that, but the premise...
No one saw
this present,
that?
That's already out?
The premise is exquisite. Take one of the fastest talking, most entertaining comedians of all time...
We're gonna take...
And put him in a movie where he's not allowed to speak.
Yes.
Because what we've always loved about Eddie Murphy for all this time is his gesticulating.
Spoiler alert, 573 of the words are cunt. It's a
That's
weird
a lot.
Picture. He's like, I only have 1,000 words. Cunt, 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 cunt.
Are you really going to do 573?
Yes. That was liberating. I pointed at the crowd and yelled, yeah. Cunt.
Don't start 99 bottles of beer on the wall around Pete.
Remember when Pete used to be the through. E-Trade baby?
That was such a great gig for you.
I know you're joking, but that changes my body temperature when you make that joke. Like, I'm filled with fear and sweat.
I just found out recently from you that there was a previous E-Trade baby before you. I didn't
That's
even
true.
Know that there was a E-Trade baby.
I wanted that
baby.
Job. I auditioned for that.
Did you?
Yeah. I heard that I got close.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
But when I saw you doing it, I was like, oh, that guy's meant to
well,
do
Well, I mean, you know, he gets E-Trade, you get the Descendants, so it's yeah. about even.
They wanted an E-Trade baby that will say something other than things about George Clooney.
Damn it. That's it. I should just go. How are you doing so far?
No, if somebody's going to leave, are you going to interview the crowd? Here we go.
I'm fascinated.
Do you know those people?
No.
Because it's creeping me out how much you're going to that guy. It's terrifying.
No, I don't know. She didn't whoop for me when I came out, and everybody next to her
she
did.
She just pointed at you.
Yeah. The podcast audience is like... They're like, fast forward to more porn talk.
When's that baby going to say flossed in his face again?
The baby flossed in that lady's face. The mean man.
E-Trade baby.
Stop fucking
don't
doing
do that.
Yeah, don't do that. You're just going to make him more paranoid. That's Matt Myra, by the way.
Hey.
I don't know if I've introduced him properly.
What lucrative fun. Voiceover
to
deals
the,
do you have that I can ruin?
Listener.
Tell me.
I'm kidding. I love you, Matt. You're doing great.
Now, Matt has had Thanks, some Pete. Issues in the past with the strategy of the Leonard Moulton game. Do you think you know how it works now?
I'm coming off a win.
Are you confident?
I'm coming off a win.
You won last time?
Yeah, I won last time.
Okay, I won good. Last time, too.
Oh, no. Gauntlet thrown. Pete has never won.
Nope.
No.
One time I was about to win, and I yelled out the answer before, like, I should have not said the answer.
Oh,
I
don't yeah. Even,
I'm still unclear as to why I lost. I don't know what's happening. If you'd like to lose but see whatever you brought up on stage, give it to me. Because it's going to be a disappointing romp. It could be a movie that I was in. I've never been in a movie, and I wouldn't
You might be the first person, other than TJ Miller, to have people recoil when you try to take their name tag. Like thinking, I would rather not be played for at all than
yeah!
have this guy play for me.
Denver! Yogi Bear! Doug, yeah, I love movies too, man!
Yeah, there it was. There it was. There it was.
Shall we play a game or two?
Let's play a game.
Let's start with a real quick, low stakes, build a title. There's no, you know, the winner just gets to go first in Leonard Moulton, so don't panic or anything. We'll start down here with you, Rob, and go across. The starter title suggested on Twitter by Fart Pants McGee is Smokey and the Bandit. So you need to come up with a movie that ends in Smokey or Smoke and begins with Bandit or...
What?
Or
what
the
fuck? Oh, yeah, Bandit and the Smokey. That was a huge movie.
Fucking Fart Pants, man.
Smokey and the Bandit 2.
I don't know what
it.
This. I don't know what this part of the game
well,
is.
Well, here's what you can try. Can you say pass?
No. Pass.
Have you ever played this game before?
No, I don't know what this is.
Okay.
I don't know what it is either.
I think Rob might have played it before. But
I've never. Smokey. I'm going to pass, too. Kumail?
All right, so they're out, in other words.
Okay, could you explain the game to us?
Oh, wait, I didn't know that was an option.
Well, you
this
said,
is awesome. I would love it if we just went through all four of you and no one knew what to do.
Well,
and then
what
we,
you
get,
said
we could just
made,
move on.
What you said made negative sense. What is it?
We're starting with Smokey and the Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make the title longer by adding another movie title to it. using the words in that title.
I can go first, and then they'll get it. I have one.
I would.
Wait.
Okay, let's do that. Let's, okay, let's sure. give everybody. So, let's do a redo. Everybody's back in.
I'm back in.
Yeah. We'll start with Pete.
Redo right. the fake Adam Sandler movie from Funny People. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Stop thanking me. Are you even looking at me?
Looking through
weird
you.
Eye contact guy.
So it would be
Smokey and the Bandit.
Up in Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes. Up in Smokey and the Bandit.
All right, well, that's the only one. That's the only one that could possibly exist in the universe.
No, but now you get to go, you get to come up with a title that ends in Up or begins with Bandit.
Oh God, I don't like this.
Or
game.
It. Can you think of any movie that starts with the word It?
The movie It.
Any movie with that wasn't for television. Wasn't that a Steven Spielberg Spielberg King?
King.
Stephen King TV thing?
Yeah.
It. Like a longer title that
I'm
begins
passing.
With It.
I'm passing because
all right,
I don't,
you're
I don't
out
like
again. You know, the great thing about second chances is they never work out. Matt?
Up in Smokey and the Bandit Rains. It's not a movie.
It Rains?
Sure. I mean, Hard Rain was a movie. Why not It Rains?
Camille?
It Waits. That's a real movie.
Good.
It Waits?
Yeah.
No Pakistani movies, please.
Let me do it again. No, it is. It
what
Waits.
What is it waiting for?
Well, it's a terrible monster movie.
Wait. Do-over.
I'm back in. Can you just pick who goes first? Is this what this is determining who goes first?
Yeah.
It just, Waits is
it's
all right
it's
one.
An exercise
Pixar's,
to embarrass you.
Wait, stop it.
It's in Smokey and the Bandit. Go.
No, okay, so it Waits. Yeah. So now we need one that ends in Up or begins with Waits.
I forgot we were playing. I was like, huh.
I think Kumail's going to win this with a movie I don't even know exists.
It Waits.
It's a straight
to vid. I might
have
to do a correction next week.
The straight to vid?
It's a straight to vid.
Oh, straight to vid?
We can't. That's not
that
real.
That hurts me.
Straight to
that's
vid.
Like people who try to do TV movies.
It's like
get the fuck,
this one isn't even on TV.
Get the fuck out of here with your Brian song.
That's a good movie, man.
That's a really good movie. If you like to be, if you're a guy that needs to have a good cry and
that or the
be able to explain
that
it away.
Or the Descendants.
You cried during the Descendants?
Fuck yeah, I cried.
When he was leaving Clooney.
You were flying away from the islands. Hawaii and Clooney. What you? That's fucking double pay dirt, dude.
This is like 5 years ago. Big deal.
What's happening? Pete, are you doing something?
I was thinking, man, it's so unpleasant.
Yeah.
Really just grinding my gears over here.
This is awesome because we just did last week at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
The four guys were so good at it. The titles were gigantic. They were super long and it took too long.
Yeah.
And this is like the exact opposite of that.
It's still taking a long time.
Yeah. Now, if we have one thing.
No,
that
it's
they
over.
Know.
Kumail's our winner.
Yay!
Wait. Forrest Gump in the air.
But you could have gone tin cup and smoke. Like that's how it works.
That's,
but you guys just aren't familiar enough with. I don't know what you do with weights. Weights.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any
weights training
that's a stopper.
With fucking some guy with a onesie, ponytail,
right.
The gazelle guy. What's his name?
The gazelle guy? What's
you know who
name?
That is.
Did you guys bring name tags? Look at that, a
whoa.
Shirt.
Wow.
There's somebody told me on Twitter, you could just look around the room and just make stuff up and we wouldn't know the difference. Oh, Simon and Theodore.
Theodore.
Abigail and
there's
Breslin.
A copy of Hustler.
But there's the thing, but it says Tom, and Anthony's got his name across the picture of Jeff Bridges, and Justin. Oh, you guys are all from Big Lebowski. Spencer is...
What's weird is they didn't come together.
Yeah, just happened to show up together. Justin is...
Do we
so, yeah,
in?
So go grab a name tag, you guys, quickly,
bring
it right back. Oh.
I did it
just
so
fast. Toss
bad.
The Kala.
Kala Frisbee. Ultimate Frisbee, bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times have you been picked now? Three times? All right. Well, Matt's won before, so he might be able to bring it home for you. Looks like you found some Chick-fil-A with no actual any food or drink in it.
Yeah, but...
but it says Caroline on it.
Nice. Oh, you have a
the
championship
Chick-fil-A
belt.
Box.
Caroline, are you closed on Sundays also?
Nailed it! Fuck you, podcast audience!
Oh, I did so much thinking.
What do you have there, Kumail?
Matt.
And it's a, like a, it's a belt.
It's like a WWF like a wrestling
fighting
belt.
Fighting,
yeah,
wrestling
it's
belt.
Old school WWF.
Shit's not real.
Yeah.
The Federation.
And he just stuck a
fake.
Piece of tape on
Nobody
there
fought
wrote,
for this.
Wrote Matt.
This was like four UPCs from like Corn Pops or something. That's what that shit is.
It's pretty fake. Real. I think I got a real wrestling belt. So.
What do you, and what do you have there, Pete?
Look, I picked a Peter. Means dick. I picked a fellow Peter, and I have an R2-D2 sparkly shirt.
Does he get to keep that?
What's that?
Whoa.
You get to keep the shirt.
Do I?
That's what he says.
I do?
Yeah, it's a step it's, up it's from some, the current fashion.
It's some
sense.
Shirt he doesn't want. I made it an hour ago. You made it?
That's
you
awesome.
You made an R2-D2 shirt?
It's pretty rad,
did
man.
Did you get permission from George Lucas? Because that guy keeps his shit tight.
He listens to this podcast, bro, and I'm going to describe your face. Yeah. George Lucas, if you come to LA, this guy, he's got glasses.
Hoodie.
Find him.
Yep. I think he's got a mustache and a hoodie.
Thank you.
You'll find him.
This is an amazing job, by the way. The t-shirt looks amazing.
I'm concerned that after a wash, the sparklies will come off. Yep, that shrug means they definitely fucking come off.
You're making a bad product, Peter. You know that?
No, it's a good product. It comes off onto all your other clothes. Yeah.
You just look like you were in a fight with Gandalf after you throw this in the wash. We all didn't think that sparkly riff would go so well. Doug, thanks for letting us do it. He's having...
Do more names that are J and C.
You know how to assassinate me, you son of a bitch.
I'm serious. I like that part of the show. Jimmy Carter.
Johnny Cocksucker.
Yeah. Jimmy Connors. Connors.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Well, it doesn't work
Jimmy
unless they're
Canary.
Fictional hero carries characters. That,
all right,
you know.
It doesn't work at all. Let's
Why?
Just,
because
let's
Jim Carrey's
it.
A real hero?
Wow, you suddenly gonna... have standards about which JCs.
That's true.
This is
Kumail's
going like...
to start us off. What's that?
I was hoping this would smell like Chick-fil-A, but it doesn't.
No, it's a drink carrier.
Their drinks smell too.
Chick-fil-A.
Our like drinks some, smell I like too. Some chicken soda.
Chicken soda.
No, you know that grease that come off that sweet chicken? Put it in a cup.
I put like some chicken broth on ice, please.
Mainline it. Tomorrow's not coming.
All right, so Kumail gets to pick a category, and then we'll go to Matt just to give him a chance to speak.
It's okay, people.
And Rob, you know, I think we should get some sort of independent firm to let us know who talked the most during this episode. Even with my opening monologue, I'd probably come in second or third.
Increase that mon, bro.
Celebrating a birthday today, Kumail, are the great Holly Hunter and the great William Hurt. And I will tell you ahead of time that their categories are separate, but they both star in broadcast news. And what so they must have the whole time on the set.
This
they
part
must
of the
have
game.
Been like,
you
we
just
have the
drop
same
knowledge on people. They're in a movie called Broadcast.
I'm just saying, since they both celebrated birthday today, and they're both category options, that movie won't come up because that would be way too obvious. And then your third choice, other than Holly Hunter, William Hurt, are Jennifer Lawrence of the upcoming Katniss Everdeen movie.
Jennifer Love Lawrence.
He's so pleased with himself.
That joke is right up my own alley. I love that one. And Doug laughed at it so innocently. He was like, despite himself. You wanted to hate it. But that was a moment for just us. No one else
I was laughing about how much I hated it. But she, Jennifer Lawrence, recently, I don't know if you guys visit Rotten Tomatoes, but she named her top five favorite films of all time.
Whoa.
And
I know
so,
you did last summer.
So that's the category. No pre-guessing, Pete.
Oh, sorry.
It's her favorite movies?
Yeah.
How old is she? Just so I know what era of movies she's probably talking about.
I think she's around 23, 24, as,
I'll go
as
with
established
that
earlier in the show.
I'll go with Jennifer Love Lawrence.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you the dates for three out of the five movies she named, so you get to pick the year. That might narrow it down for you. 1972, 1998, or 2003?
Wow, those are her favorite movies. Are from those years.
Yeah, yeah. She goes all the way back to 72.
Wide net. I'll go with 2003.
Okay. Smart, smart way.
Somebody
to play.
Actually wooed for 2003.
That's when I was born. A lot of 9-year-olds in the crowd.
Frosting the face. Ah.
2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie.
Oh, she has terrible taste.
He says that the movie never quite takes off. And he also says that Andy Dick turns up.
So Jennifer,
which is never really a compliment to say someone so-and-so turns up.
I can't believe that movie never took off. With Andy okay. Dick.
2003, 2.5 stars, one of Jennifer Love Lawrence's favorite movies. And Leonard lists 11 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in?
Out of
11.
Okay. 2003.
Was 2003 after September 11th?
I'm pretty sure there's been a September 11th every year.
I'll go with...
It's not like February 29. It should be. That should be the new February 29. Yeah. Every 4 years, we should have a September 11th. Let's have,
but then we'll have February 29.
Let's have February 29 every year. And show those terrorists and skip it every 3 out of every 4 years.
I'll go with 3 names.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's a strong opening bid.
Well,
I think you understand how the game works.
I think I might know what the movie is.
Oh, okay.
You realize one of those names is Andy Dick.
Can I guess?
Maybe
already?
Not.
No,
not
you have to wait
Andy
for
Dick?
Me to no. say, don't make the mistake I made.
Yeah, don't say anything yet. Now we go to Matt Myra, who gets to bid lower or say name it.
I'm going
to
say name it.
Absolutely.
All
right.
Me?
So, yeah. So I'll give you the 3 names.
Okay.
And then you
you're
tell
just
me.
Name it? You're just going to name it?
No, go ahead.
And then you tell me what the movie
is. If it's not the movie I'm thinking of, then I have no shot.
I think you have a good shot.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd be thinking of any particular movie, because Andy Dick is in most of them. But here's your 3 names. Snoop Dogg, Harv Presnell, and Craig Kilborn.
Okay, it's old school.
That's correct.
Damn. Not
that
a big deal,
you guys.
That
is how you do it.
Damn it.
Not a big deal.
Wow.
I've been here before, you know.
Why would Leonard Maltin say that movie never takes off?
Because that's his opinion.
He's a fucking dummy then.
I love old school.
That movie's never on the tarmac.
It's super.
Wait, what does Andy Dick do
it's
in
super
that movie?
Fun.
He does blowjob classes.
Yeah.
And Craig Kilborn is the only name you need. He hasn't been
Craig
in many
Kilborn's
movies.
The only,
he does blowjob classes too.
Kill me. But that's today.
Oh. I can't even say that's what I was trying
He's doing them at the corner.
That's what I was trying to imply.
That was
the implication.
Watching Daily Show.
That was like when Craig Kilborn like quit the Daily Show and was like, I'm going to go do movies.
Yeah. And then you were like, he might do it. He might make it. And then nothing. Like,
nah. But then he was a pretty effective bad guy, like in 2 movies.
Yeah.
And then he stopped doing that.
What was the other one?
He just likes to retire from shit.
What was the other movie he was a bad guy
I think
in?
He was in Benchwarmers, maybe? Yeah. One guy has got my back on that.
Thank you, sir.
That's Craig Gilbert.
He's also got a Benchwarmers t-shirt on.
Thank you, Ralph Schneider. By the way, getting lost in all of this is that Old School is one of her 5 favorite movies. Does she know how many movies there are? There's a lot of movies. It waits.
You gotta read it. She says it's funny that Will Ferrell's running down the street naked. You
no,
know,
it's, yeah.
My
yeah,
favorite part. My favorite performer in Old School is Eddie Pepitone.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
he's in
great.
It, and they
he's
don't let him say anything, but he's in it.
He's great.
Artie Lang.
He's one of the several guys that has a cinder block tied to his dick and has to drop it off of a side of a
Cordy
thing.
And Cordy does. Cordy, I don't think has any lines either.
It's a fun movie.
It's a great movie.
Agreed.
Yeah, Matt Walsh is in it.
Moving on.
Luke Wilson is in it.
It's not Tell Us Everything You Know About Old School game.
Pretty sure.
Although
Vince
that
Vaughn.
Is a great game. We just all sit and just chime in what we know about the movie. Sean William Scott, man.
It was shot over 45 days. I don't know that.
You know what's funny? I was instantly interested. It was?
They had to burn 4 mascot costumes shooting that scene.
Okay. I liked it.
Courtesy no, noise.
That was the joke alarm.
I have that on my iPhone. Goes off whenever it thinks I made a joke. Okay,
So Matt challenged. Yep. So we'll start with Rob, and then we'll go towards Matt. And Rob, you get to pick a category.
You're just keeping it away from me.
Would you like the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very day at the American box office?
Today, September 11th.
No, okay. February 29th.
Okay.
So that's Two Oceans 12. 10 years ago today, yeah. Or four-letter movies. That's movies with four letters in the title, like SWAT, Paul, Milk.
What are some other examples of four-letter movies?
Those, you're going to trick me and make me say one of them. And then My Wife, which is movies where a female actress is directed by her own husband.
Stop saying My Wife now. This is going to ruin my week.
Somebody, I haven't done it yet, but somebody suggested My Slice. And that's movies that take place in a pizza restaurant.
My friend Owen Burke trained his daughter, who at the time was like 2 years old, like pretty much the first word she said was My Wife. And then he trained her to tag it with Bruno, which is not the right movie.
Which is not, yeah.
She goes, like, My Wife is kid Bruno. Ever. Which category do you like, Rob? My Wife?
The four-letter words. Yeah.
Okay. This is a four-letter title. You get to pick from a couple different years. Would you like 1985 or 2004?
Fucking four, buddy.
Okay. Most recent. It's usually what people do. That's why I stopped giving choices on the years. But
Caroline, I dedicate this answer to you.
Wow, you're like a baseball player pointing into the stands. As he approaches shortstop. 3.5 stars. That's the wrong time to do it. Wouldn't that be weird? He's walking out there to play between bases. All right, 3.5 stars. From Leonard for this movie that has four letters in the title.
Just wait, what does Leonard Maltin give us? 3.5 out of what? Four?
Out of four, yes.
Wow, he really...
Out of a scale of bomb to four. And he says about this movie that it is... it's the story of a callow prince. And that he also says about it that it's a spectacular production. About a callow prince. From 2004, 3.5 stars, Leonard lists 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rob Hubel?
11. I'm just joking.
When does Children's Hospital come back?
Pretty soon. They're editing right now. Yeah, of course they're going to be. Thank you. I think May, maybe June.
So what's your bid?
Four names.
Whoa, interesting.
I already know what it is.
Can we go to Matt?
How many movies in 2004 were about callow princes?
Come yeah, on. And they were all everybody. Spectacular productions. I'll go three.
Matt's going three, Kumail. It's your chance to just take down
you
the whole thing
win right now.
And keep Pete from ever getting to participate.
Name that movie!
Yeah! Guys, I don't come here for the game. I come here for the friends. The saddest, most sincere thing. I come here because I like you guys. It just starts raining on me.
Hey, Pete, it's raining on you, buddy.
Just me. But I just want to hang out, Rob. Catch this baseball. And it just drops to the floor.
3.5 stars from 2004. Callow Prince.
Did you just do a rewrite from drop to the floor to hit you in the face?
Well, I had a tough choice to make because he mimed it hitting
him
in the face.
I'm sorry I asked.
Spectacular production.
But people couldn't see that at home.
Okay. And your three names are?
So I could have sold him out and not said anything.
Julie Christie.
Or honored the live audience and pointed out.
Saffron Burroughs.
Mm. Denver!
And I didn't even know she was in this. Rose Byrne. She's been in a lot of things lately.
I'm going to say Luck.
Ooh.
The Dustin Hoffman TV show.
That is a terrific guess. It's got four letters in it.
The one that got canceled.
Sure does. Four letters, three dead horses.
Too many horses died.
Does anybody think they know what it is? Troy is correct. Two nerds in the crowd. Not nerds, but gladiator film lovers.
Not even a movie.
Troy. The movie's called Troy, and that means Kumail is our winner.
I'm so relieved I didn't have to play.
Yeah, Pete, what do you have to say
about
this?
Why does Leonard Maltin...
Can you believe this happened to you?
I feel
Why does Leonard
so
Maltin
love Troy? No one fucking liked that movie.
Hated old school.
There was that part where,
Troy.
Where Brad Pitt jumped up in the air and went around and stabbed the guy. That was good.
And he gets his heel cut. That was awesome.
Is that the one with Rosario
Spoilers.
Dawson? Or is she in the other one?
The guy's
name
is Achilles.
She was in Alexander with Colin Farrell, I think.
If you don't know Achilles, at some point is going to get his Achilles heel cut.
Diane Kruger was the main.
Oh, she's very attractive.
But I'd watch it again just to see Rose Byrne. I didn't know she was in it. She's always good.
Wait, I liked her
running around in her underwear for no reason in X-Men First Class.
Why were none of those movies Jaws?
Oh, is that what you were banking on?
Yeah, but I know.
I thought it was going to be Blow.
The 2004 version of Jaws.
You can't get too attached to a specific title in this game.
I thought it was going to be It Waits. I don't know how to count either.
Wow.
Let's get Pete. Who'd you play for? You played for Peter?
I played for Peter.
Where's Peter at? Peter, can you come over here and write down a shithead for me to name at the end of the program? Just write it here in that blank space. And where's the Chick-fil-A girl, Caroline?
Caroline, here she comes.
Caroline, am I pronouncing
She's
it right?
She's super psyched that I won.
You didn't win. You didn't win, but she gets to name a shithead.
Thank you so much.
She gets to name a shithead and be proud of you for your efforts.
I fucking won.
No, I won.
Yeah.
I won. You don't even know how to win.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, who is that? Oh, okay. I don't know who that other person is. Oh, and now just anybody's going to walk up here? No, that's Calla with the frisbee, yeah. This is the third time someone's played for her.
How many grams is this frisbee? What is it? 175.
Well,
I was just impressed she had a guess. I don't know what the fucking frisbee weighs.
Wow, you're writing a long one. What is going on here? Call me Ishmael.
Is it the entire movie?
It's like she's writing a whole book. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only first line I could think of from a book.
She's not writing John Carter.
Oh my God, she really is still going, you guys. I counted at least 20 words.
You're going to read it, turn ghost white, turn to the crowd and be like, she's holding us ransom.
There you go. Here's your frisbee.
There are snipers
okay,
everywhere.
Okay, so this is someone you encountered in your life and you want to call her a shithead. Okay. This is the most personal shithead. Because she totally, clearly doesn't know this person.
Is she still alive, or have you murdered her?
Let's leave a little mystery.
Yeah, we'll find out.
You guys got plugs? I got plugs. I'm going to be taping at Douglas Movies at Flappers in Burbank on Thursday, April 5th at 10 p.m., and I'll be doing stand-up and other stuff right here at UCB in L.A. at 8 p.m. on Friday, April 6th. Go to douglasmovies.com. Rob?
Children's Hospital, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Oh, yeah, with Steve Carell and Keira Knightley.
That movie looks awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm in it for 2 seconds, but it's going to be a cool movie.
Yeah, we need an end-of-the-world movie right now because we're approaching it.
Yeah.
December 21.
When does this go up?
December 22.
Fucking.
I don't know if anything happened.
No, this will be out Friday.
Okay, come see The Nerdist in Atlanta on Saturday, and then the week after on Friday we'll be in Minnesota.
Nice.
And then watch Attack of the Show weekdays at 7 on G4.
Kumail?
No, you all have DirecTV. You all have DirecTV, don't you?
The Indoor Kids, it's a video game podcast I do with my wife, and we enjoy it.
Your wife!
Your wife!
Your wife!
Your wife!
Bruno!
So,
you do it with your wife, Bruno.
It's on Nerdist.com, and if you're in Australia, I'm doing 2 weeks of shows for the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Why are you laughing like podcasts don't get that far?
I don't know, and I'm going to be there with my wife! Just more desperate each time. My wife! Bruno!
Yeah, Australia likes podcasts.
Oh, and May 4th to May 6th in Chicago at the Up Comedy Club.
Oh, I was there. Yeah. Good. That's that comedy club with all the balloons attached to it that floats away.
There's a stillbirth in the beginning of the club. Oh, sorry, miscarriage. Is that what you want?
Is that what you people want?
They show them flushing, okay?
Oh,
pretty sure.
Right.
I don't know what's happening, but I'm not going to worry
about
it.
She just lost the baby. I don't know if she birthed it.
Pete, what do you got?
Can I have my plugs introduced with a miscarriage joke? My podcast is called You Made It Weird. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Doug did it. Start with that episode. That's a great
one. Yeah, that's a fun one to listen to.
It's on iTunes. It's also available
on... How come I haven't been on that podcast?
We talk backstage. You're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll mostly talk...
talk about Clooney's hair length, though, so no, that's coming at you. We're also doing a live one April 7th, which is coming up in New York City at the Gramercy Theater, 10 p.m. Please come to that. Jim Gaffigan, Michael Ian Black. We're going to try and get some other fun people for that.
Wow, Gramercy Theater and those guys. Done it already.
So am I.
You son of a bitch.
Great theater, great guests.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just need
a good host and you'll be good.
Why aren't we all laughing? That was a great burn. I honestly thought that was going to crush so hard that you'd have to be like, good night.
No, people like you, Pete.
I know, but
Settle down. Settle down.
People that like me know I like
you. They like you against their better judgment.
I know. Ooh, follow me on Twitter, Pete Holmes with a Z. I'm less loud on Twitter.
It's all caps. He writes in all caps.
Yeah. His tweets are sans annoying laugh.
I'm at Kumail N. I'll just promote my Kumail N.
Okay. And Matt's Matt Myra with two R's.
Matt Myra.
And
nope.
Two T's.
No, not two R's.
Just one?
One R.
Let me fix that. And but two T's though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like this. We're just going online and plugging our fucking Twitters. I don't like that. Don't follow me.
Rob Hubel, comedian.
Who can spell Hubel anyway on the first try? Right?
My best friend, George Clooney.
Laser accuracy. That
we'll
was
never get
beautiful.
Old. We'll never get old.
Thanks, you guys. Let's hear it from my guests.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, and who won this? I didn't give away the prizes to anyone. Who was the winner?
Oh, yeah.
Matt wins.
Who's your winner?
There you go. Matt's the winner. Congratulations, Matt.
A lot of cool stuff.
And as always, Casey Desmond is a shithead. Paul Reiser is a shithead. And the lady who read the title cards out loud to her teenage daughter during The Artist is a shithead.
Her daughter is crying. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause the love blue.